Welcome, my name is Divine. This is episode 228 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. In today's podcast, I'm going to be addressing the topic. I'm going to pose it as a question. Living in the present. Living in the present. My anchor scripture by the grace of God is going to be from Proverbs chapter 6, verses 6 to 8. Proverbs 6, verses 6 to 8. It says, "Take a lesson from the ants, you lazy bones." I'm reading from the New Living Translation. "Take a lesson from the ants, you lazy bones. Learn from their ways and become wise. Though they have no prince or governor or ruler to make them work, they labor hard all summer, gathering food for the winter. Take a lesson from the ants, you lazy bones. Learn from their ways and become wise. Though they have no prince or governor or ruler to make them work, they labor hard all summer, gathering food for the winter." May the Lord bless the reading of his word in our hearts, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Today's podcast, it's a simple concept, but it's a very important concept. The thing is, many times you'll hear this term, it's very common out there in the world we live in today. Live in the present, live in the present, live in the present. Don't worry about the future. But the thing is, honestly, that's very faulty advice. That's very faulty advice. Because many people, and this is something that's done especially by the younger generation, right? Like teenagers, people that are in their 20s, right? Early 30s. They just want to enjoy the present. They want to live well. They want to pursue everything they love. They want to do this. They want to do that. But when you ask them, okay, where do you see yourself in 5 years? Where do you see yourself in 10 years? What are you going to be doing 20 years from now? What's your retirement going to look like? These people, they just like, no, I'm not going to worry about that right now. I'm going to worry about the present right now. It's too hard to worry about the future. And the thing you don't realize is that if you don't take care of the future now, in fact, let me tell you this, the future is taken care of in the present. The future is literally taken care of in the present. So you see many people, they just like, don't worry about the future. They just want to pursue what their heart desires right now. They don't think about any form of delayed gratification. They think only about instant gratification. They want to do things that will make them feel happy right now. They don't want to do anything that may make them feel a little sad or maybe hard work or may kind of push them down a little bit now to have a better future. But look at the ants. The Bible says in verse 8 of our reading that they labor hard all summer. Literally, all summer, they are laboring hard. Right, they're gathering food for the winter so that when the winter comes, they can relax. Look at Joseph in the Bible. God revealed to him that, see, guys, tell the land of Egypt, you guys got to save some of what's coming in, you know, from your crops. And they did. And when famine came, they did very well. They did very well. They survived. So I'm just going to encourage you, like, take care of your future in the present that you have right now. So sometimes, don't always be a person that's chasing after what's going to make you feel good or, man, I love this thing, so I'm going to pursue it. No, that shouldn't be your orientation on life. That's not a good orientation to have at all. The proper orientation to have is, wait, I'm going to work hard today so that I can enjoy my tomorrow. Right? Some of the things you may have to do today may not be pleasant. Some of the things you may have to do today may not be things you love at all. But your future self will be grateful for it. And in terms of future selves, right, if we're looking at the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible says that Jesus Christ will come like a thief in the night. Your destiny in eternity is a function of how you live in the present on this planet, right? Of how you live in the present on this planet. So how are you living right now? If you know you've not surrendered your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, I want you to make that decision today. The Bible says now is the time of salvation. Right, today, if you hear his voice, hear God's voice today and walk in line with his word. So if you want to surrender your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, I want you to say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I confess that I'm a sinner and I need your help. Have mercy on me. Cleanse me with your blood. I believe you died on the cross to set me free from sin. Come into my life. Be my savior. Be my Lord. Give me a new beginning. Write my name in the book of life. Sanctify me with your blood. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Give me the grace to do your will all the days of my life. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name. Amen. And Father, I pray for everyone that just surrendered their lives to you. I pray that you give them the grace and the strength to carry on all the way to the end. And Father, we just pray that may you give us the grace to not be people of instant gratification, but people of delayed gratification, willing to do the right things in the present, no matter how uncomfortable, so that we may have brighter futures in you. And Lord, I pray that may we live according to holiness and righteousness of your word right now, so that our eternity will be with you forever in heaven. Thank you, Father, for your faithfulness. We worship and exalt you, God, for in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. So for those that have surrendered their lives to the Lord, congratulations, you're a child of God. There are three things you need to do. Number one, listen to episodes 96 to 101 on the website. 96 to 101 is titled The Five Basic Responsibilities of a Believer. It will tell you specific things you can do so you can grow your walk with Christ. Number two, read the Bible every day. Find a translation you understand. The New Living Translation for many people is very understandable. Read it. Meditate on it. Think about what you've read. Write down action steps based on your life and apply it. And then number three, find a Bible-believing church. Not a church, a Bible-believing church. There are many places that call themselves churches, and they preach things that are just completely inconsistent with the Word of God. And that's not a place you want to be at. You want to be at a place where you hear the true, pure, undiluted Word of God. So do these three things, but really I would encourage you to listen to episodes 96 to 101. As you follow that advice, you see your life take a turn for the better. Until next time, have a wonderful weekend. God bless you. Shalom.